Good morning, and welcome to Redeemer Lutheran Church. I'm glad you're here. Also glad to welcome all our guests online. And if you are online, I remind you that we will be celebrating Holy Communion later, and we invite you to get your elements ready and available at your home to take communion with us. Wow, look at our church. Isn't it beautiful what the decorators did yesterday and our beautiful chrismon tree? Yes, Vicar Amanda, please get that in the camera. I told him at Sunday school I was going to encourage you to do that throughout the service, to get a picture of it every now and then. So anyway, thank you all to our decorators. Let me remind you that yesterday. I'll remind you about Advent Vespers on Wednesday. Don't forget about Wednesday's Advent Vespers.
Online.
Online, yes. So online.
Online only.
Tune in and get to watch our Vespers service. And then on January 20th, the Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, I hope you've noticed the announcement about the Blue Christmas service that we're going to have. That's a service particularly for those who have experienced any kind of grief or loss. You know, if you're in a situation like that, the... Yes, I did. Thank you, Judy.
It's been a long day, Judy.
See, when you don't have the prelude, when you can get my act together, you know. So anyway, if you've experienced any kind of loss or grief, you know the holidays can be a difficult time. And so this service is designed to help us with that. Interestingly, it's done very close to the shortest day of the year, which means the day with the most darkness of the year. And into that, we hope to bring some comfort and light of Christ as we prepare for Christmas. Jim, since you're standing there, do you want to go ahead and do yours?
I do. Well, the five Unified players have been bored, and so we've cooked up a little something for Christmas for everybody, a little bitty thing. We're going to do two short skits, and we're going to put them online. They will be done all virtually. So we invite you to keep your radar open on this Tuesday and Tuesday week. There'll be two different little clips of two little Christmas plays that we will do a Reader's Theater version of, and I think you'll enjoy it. It will certainly help put you in the Christmas spirit and get you out of the 2020 doldrums.
Okay. So let me give you a brief reminder. We're finding the need to give you this reminder. As you come forward to communion, remember, you come to me and I'll give you the bread. Please step to the side. Raise or lower your mask to eat the bread. Here's the important part. Please replace your mask before you get the wine. Get the wine, step to the side, drink, lower your mask, drink the wine, and dispose of your cup. The issue is some people are thinking, I'll just take my mask down here and leave it down all the way. And what that does is expose us and our worship volunteers. So please work to keep us safe. And once you eat your element, put your mask back before you get the next one. Does that make sense? So thank you. That would make us much more comfortable. And finally, before I call on Vicar Amanda, I want to tell you a brief story. A couple of weeks ago, I had a pastor friend, call me. He said, I've got a lady who's moving to a nursing home, and they've got all kind of furniture, and are you interested in having it for Williamsburg County? And I said, yes, of course. And so he gave me the contact information. I passed that to Tom Loss. And then he also sent me a list of the items that they were thinking they were going to get. And that afternoon happened to be the afternoon we were delivering the goodie bags for the Christmas party down there. And I got down there, and Miss Dottie said to me, you don't happen to have a freezer, do you? She said, our freezer's dying. We've called for prices. We don't know how we're going to be able to get a freezer. And I said, Dottie, I got one this morning. Isn't that cool to be part of something like that, that God does right with us right here? So kind of interesting. It's already down there cooling away, keeping food cold. So thank you for all your part in all that too. Vicar Amanda, your turn.
It's my turn now. Jim gets a turn, and I get a turn. Everybody gets a turn. So, because of all of the generosity, I have so many reminders to give everyone. The Giving Tree gifts, if y'all can have those in today, if you took one of the slots, that would be really great. They're going to pass out those gifts on Saturday, I believe. And so, but don't worry if you bring them today. I didn't get mine in till today either. So it's all okay, but please do that. Also wanted to remind you of the sharing, share the warmth, coat drive. Did I get that right, Connie? All right, I've been calling it share the love. Share the warmth, coat drive. And I hear there's 63 coats so far. And we've set the challenge for our congregation for 100. So gently used coats. They can be new coats if somebody's interested in purchasing. Children's and adults and everybody's? Okay, so Connie's nodding at me. Children's, adults, everybody's. But coats would be really, really great because we want our friends and neighbors and community to be warm because it gets chilly out there. The other announcement that I have is there's one more. What was the other one? Oh, yeah. This is the fun, extra fun one. All right, so we're getting in the Christmas spirit. The 525 players are helping us out with that. We're also going to have a virtual campfire and carols. So here's how this is going to work. Grab your household, get them all together, get your phone, pick out a verse of a Christmas carol, and sing and record your household, and then send it to me. You can send it to my email, or you can send it to me by text. And if your family's not into singing, it's totally okay. If you want to play an instrument, or if you want to hum, or you want to do something else that's Christmassy that others would enjoy, we got recorders from Kathy Chartier the other day. I would encourage all of our online folks to do this as well. It'll be a great way to incorporate both our in-person people and our online folks. So we'll put that all together and have a campfire and carols together a little closer to Christmas. Those are all my announcements.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If the handbells are ready, we will have our prelude. Thank you, Jim and our handbells. That was worth waiting for. Let us rise and prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who comes to wake us from sleep, who leads us into the light of grace. Let us prepare the way of the Lord by confessing our sin against God and neighbor. God of all time, we confess that we have not prepared for your merciful reign among us. We ignore our neighbors in need and fail in the labor of justice and peace. In your mercy, forgive us. Grant us wisdom to welcome your light and to seek the things that will endure until Christ comes again in glory. Amen. Comfort. Oh, comfort my people, says your God. In Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven, and all things are made new. Rejoice in this good news. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, mercy on us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up the wills of your faithful people, Lord God, and open our ears to the words of your prophets, that anointed by your Spirit, we may testify to your light through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And be seated. And would the children please come forward? Jordan, you're pointing to your holly, little holly leaves on your dress. Yep. Look what I brought today. Do you know what that is? What? This is a giraffe, right? That's not a giraffe. No. I brought a mirror. Yeah, you can see yourself. Can you see yourself? Can you see me? No, you can't. I'm looking at... Yeah. Okay. And I brought a flashlight. Okay, pretty cool, huh? But you know what? When the light's shining this way, you don't see any light, do you? Mm-mm. But watch this. Can you see light now? Yeah, you see the reflection of the light. That's what we call this, the reflection. When it goes into the mirror and back out, you're seeing the reflection of light. And I wanted to tell you about that today because when we listen to John the Baptist, when Vicar Amanda reads in just a few minutes, we're invited to be the reflection of the light of God. In other words, we're not the light. We can't glow. Can you glow? No, I can't glow either. No, and so we can't glow. We can't be the light. God is the light, and we're invited to be the reflection of the light so that when other people see you, they see Jesus. Just like you can't see the light from the flashlight, but you can now, right? So that's pretty cool. So what we're asked to do as part of Jesus' people is everything we do, we are to shine the light. Well, not really shine the light of God. We are to reflect the light of God. Let it shine on us and off onto other people. Okay? That's what we're thinking about today. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for being our light. Help us by how we live and what we say to reflect your light to others. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed, and he did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him again, "What then, are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you a prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah had said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered then, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." And this took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So as I was preparing the sermon for this week, it made me think a lot about art and the messages that art can convey. When I was a child, I would often spend the night at my grandparents' house, and it was the best. I had my own room there. Well, I think it was probably their guest room, but it felt like it was my own room. But there was only one part of that room that I did not like. There was this one picture, and the eyes followed you. And it was like it was always watching you. And it was kind of creepy, and it just so happened to be a portrait of Jesus. You might know the one I'm talking about. Jesus has light skin, shoulder-length, brown wavy hair, and brown eyes. There's a slight grin, like he's kind of glad that you find the picture a little creepy. And I've come to realize that most of the churches I have been in have one of these portraits hanging somewhere in the building. It's just a matter of where. Now, Pastor Gary says we don't have one of those, but I'm going to go look in closets because I know there's one somewhere. There's gotta be. But as we're talking about art and paintings, I thought about John the Baptist. And have you seen many pictures of John the Baptist depicted? There's this unique feature in the majority of paintings that I've seen of him. Most of the paintings have his arm extended with his finger pointing. And there's one particular painting where the artist even accentuated that feature by making the arm and the hand and the finger a touch larger than his other one. Why is John always pointing? What is he pointing at? While many may infer the answers to those questions, the gospel we have for today gives us many intricacies that make John's introduction more powerful. From the very first verse, we hear that John is sent by God. He is on a mission, and that mission got the attention of the temple authorities. John's mission was to be a witness. He was called to be a witness in the sense of a noun, a witness as a person, but that wasn't all. There was a verb in that witness as well. John was sent to witness, to attest, to confirm, to declare, to testify to the light of God, coming into the world, illuminating the darkness, the true light that illumines all humankind. The light of God is for all humankind. This is the kind of mission that gets a person noticed. And the temple authorities wanted answers. They asked him who he was. John answered with who he was not. He was not the Messiah. They asked him who he was again. And then he quoted from Isaiah and declared that he was the voice in the wilderness preparing the way of the Lord. They ask about his actions. Whatever he did was unworthy in comparison to the Lord. So John defined himself. However, every definition was in relationship to the light of God, in relationship to the Lord, in relationship to Jesus Christ. It sounds like John is in the midst of Advent, just as we are now. John is waiting. John is preparing. And while so much is uncertain, there is certainty in the coming of Jesus. God was up to something. And that day, God was shining light on all of humankind and becoming flesh in Jesus Christ. How did John respond? He testified to the light. He shouted in the wilderness, and he prepared a way for the Lord. God is up to something now, too. How will we respond? Will we testify to the light? Will we shout in the wilderness? Will we prepare the way of the Lord? Our testimony may not be the same as John's. We may not be shouting in the countryside outside of town. Our preparations for the Lord may look a little different than the way John prepared. But we too are called to be witnesses to the light of Christ in the world. So then what does it look like for us to testify to the light of Christ? Well, this morning I have a story for you. I'd like to tell you about a place. Well, it's actually more of a family called Wings of Hope. And this is in Jacmel, Haiti. So once you come up to the gates, they open wide to this compound. And there is this unique, palpable joy that just fills the space. There's a small garden area that sits in front of some chicken coops. And then there's a wide, level sidewalk that leads up to the house. When the gates open, there's this large courtyard that's concrete. And then there's rooms all around the perimeter. And this place is home to approximately 25 children and adults with special needs, along with their caregivers. At first glance, one might see young men with helmets on to protect their heads during a seizure. But once there's a basketball out in that courtyard, you simply see young men that will play basketball for hours. And then they gather everyone and anyone who is willing to play basketball with them for hours. Such joy. At first glance, you may see children that are wheelchair-bound, with their heads propped up and blank expressions on their faces. But once someone sits with them and holds their hand and talks to them, their eyes light up, and the corners of their mouth form a grin, and they will just sit with you and just share your company for hours, and it is glorious. The day that I was blessed to visit Wings of Hope was a Sunday, and that meant that I was able to be there for worship. And the beat of the drums and the cadence of the readings and the angelic voices were lifted in song. And it's still this vivid memory that I cherish. The love of God was evident everywhere that day. But it was the prayers of the people that shone the brightest. The prayers began, and children took turns voicing the most heartfelt prayers I have ever heard. Each petition concluded, and everyone echoed with amen. And after a few petitions, I was caught off guard. On my ears, someone was speaking, but it was a string of grunts and squeals from a nonverbal young lady. To this family and to God, it was the most beautiful prayer directly from her heart. When her prayer was finished, there was a collective amen. And then the prayers of the people continued. I had to catch my breath. I also had to wipe a tear from my eye as well. Looking back, it was the most meaningful prayer that I have ever had the honor to hear. That day, I witnessed God's light shining in the world through a young lady who had words that I could not understand, but she knew God understood her perfectly. This is a testimony that God cares so deeply for God's people, all of God's people everywhere, from all places and all cultures, of all abilities, everyone. And not only that, but God shines through people that we may overlook or that we might take for granted. Testify to the light. Point to Jesus in our midst. How are each of us called to recognize these types of moments in our regular lives? These thin spaces where we can catch a glimpse of God. And as followers of Christ, we're called to share those moments with one another and with the world. We might not be shouting in the wilderness. Well, I suppose if you really want to, you could. But what would it look like for us to share these types of stories, these testimonies over a dinner table or on a phone call or on FaceTime with a friend or maybe at work with your coworkers, with your families at home? Who else needs to hear my story of Wings of Hope? Where am I called to share that testimony in the future? Where are you called to share your stories? Hopefully, after COVID, we'll be able to gather together again And when we do, what stories will we have of God's light shining in the world? Because followers of Christ, this is what we're called to do. Like John, we are called to testify, to shout in the wilderness, to prepare the way of the Lord. Because when artists throughout history have thought about John the Baptist, they have made pointing to Christ his prominent feature. And it is not a coincidence that most paintings of him feature that extended arm and pointing finger. John witnessed to the light of Christ in the world. John witnessed with his words and with his deeds. He consistently pointed to Christ. God is still at work in the world. God is shining light in the darkness, and we also have the honor to be called to witness to it. What a joy for us to be able to consistently point to Christ through our words and deeds as well. Amen.
Oh.
Please rise. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Gracious Savior, we thank you for being our Savior. We needed you, and in love you came among us. In love you save us. May our lives be pregnant with you. May we live in your love and in your name every day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, your blessings truly abound in our lives. We thank you for the blessing of Jesus. We thank you for the blessings of home and family and friends. We thank you for the blessings of happiness and joy in life. Refresh us now with your grace and love. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, in this season of preparation for your coming, we remember that you are indeed God with us. In your love, bless all those in special need, those who are sick, those who mourn, those in trouble, those who are alone. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, fill us, gracious God, with the excitement and joy that John the Baptist had for your coming. May our hearts eagerly long for your presence in our lives. May our lives be transformed by your grace and seek in all things to point to you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious and abundant God, you have done great things for us, and we rejoice. In this bread and cup you give us life forever. In your boundless mercy, strengthen us and open our hearts to the world's needs for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. I'm not sure. As close as you can still be socially distanced. It'd be better to be closer to it, to be honest with you. Okay, you have it. See, we don't have the mic back there, that's fine. All right, we're going to go through it one time, record it one time, and be done with our lives. Okay, Josh is still stuck on it. It's Josh and his doo-wop singers. Can we get a little more caroling, caroling? I'll try to give you a better. Okay, I'll try to do that. Let's try it one more time.
Can we wait till we're done with the change?
Well, if we must. All right, we'll practice.
Quiet sanctuary.
Okay, so if you're doing holiday, the play, the skit, we'll be back at Fellowship Center. Ex post facto. And Janet, you've got the little blue scripts, right?
Come on.
Well, I'm right. What difference does it make at this point? It doesn't matter.
That's what I did almost all week.
What's that?
Winged my lips.
Oh, I'm saying, I bet. I bet you did. Don't we all?